A chat fic between Lupagus and Jism, read by Calicaria.
And Annalise O10.
Okay. Someone posted on one of the kink memes with the idea of Gandalf figuring out what the fuck Bilbo's ring was way earlier. And, like, instead of going to Erebor, the whole company is like, fuck it, let's go to Mount Doom. Which, like, oh my god, what?
That would be so amazing!
So amazing and so terrible, and it's so, so good for me.
I feel like, though, if I tried to write that fic, what would end up coming out would be the story of how the Fellowship of the Ring happens anyway 60 years later, but for different reasons. Like, by accident.
I think everybody would be okay with that, bro.
I can't resist that some people are just meant to spend parts of their time together, okay, God, trope.
Well, I mean, yeah, clearly.
The Fellowship of somebody find the King of Gondor already. Goddamn, don't you know the steward is Cray?
There it is! Because isn't the whole thing about the Rangers is that they've been hiding Aragorn or some shit?
I think so.
Like, they only call him up in the direst need, and there's no direness right now. So the Rangers are like, air be sealed or what air? I don't know what you're talking about.
Also, it really pleases me to think of Aragorn, like, joining the hunt for the King of Gondor Brigade in the hopes that he'll find a convincing impostor. That dude! Cries Aragorn. With the hat! King of Gondor! Yes, that's him! Let's go!
O-M-G. Oh my god. Yes, that has to, you have to write this now. I will write the whole Dwarves Fuck Off to Mount Dune if you will write me this. Oh my god, Secret King Aragorn.
It would just be like the Fellowship slowly figuring it out, one by one, until eventually Legolas, the last one to put it together, is like, Aragorn's the King of Gondor! And everyone else is like, yeah, Legolas, we know. Gandalf beating his head slowly and methodically against the nearest piece of stone, Frodo and Sam making flirty eyes at each other. Merry and Pippin being like, we still don't know what this vacation is about. Gimli mostly being involved because Glan figures everyone should have some adventure in their lives. And even though Gimli was like, it's peace time, I want to marry a dwarf lady and have dwarf babies. Boromir complaining for like half the trip that Gondor needs no king, okay, God. And Legolas is only there because it was that or spend another 1,000 years with Thrandy.
Yes to all of this. You're making me sad that this pic isn't already in my face.
Here, I'll put it on the internet, and then you'll be able to hold me to it and everything.
Ha ha ha! You're a good man, Charlie Brown. Because Sirius Bedirius, I'd love to write the first part. Especially since Bilbo would start getting, well, he'd get ring sickness or whatever, but Thorin would probably be the first to notice, since it's like what his grandpa got. And I bet he'd be like staying as far away from the ring as possible. Because he's like Aragorn in a lot of ways. He knows the weaknesses in his own blood.
Oh my god, yes, 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 yes!
But, like, everyone agreeing that Bilbo's the only one who can carry it because all the rest of the company know themselves at least that well. And Gandalf is like, this is the dumbest idea, but whatevs.
But, like, it'd be really interesting to see how that journey would go with Sauron, like, less awake.
Exactly.
/ no Saruman. Or at least him standing in the corner yelling, this isn't happening, Gandalf, rather than being actively evil.
Well, and orcs being fewer, like, it seems like it'd be fairly easy, so I'd have to figure out some way for it to go tragically wrong. Because, hello, company of failboats.
I thought the ring's fuckery would ramp the fuck up, to be honest, like the closer it got to Mordor.
Oh, yeah!
Shit, maybe it'd be like that game Don't Wake Daddy, but with dwarves in Middle Earth.
Well, and as we saw in the movie, the Nazgul are awake.
Yeah! Oh my god, the Necromancer as, like, basically Saruman. Dude, what are the chances you could shift all the Hobbit villains, actually? Like, dragons are too self-interested to work for Sauron, right?
Well, that's what Gandalf is worried about in the White Council. But, I don't know.
How sad would it be if they got all the way to, like, the outskirts of Mordor, having abandoned the Dragon Quest, only to have Smaug show the fuck up anyway? Thorin would flip his shit!
He so would. And they would have to hide in Shelob's lair or something, and they're like, seriously, worst adventure ever.
Oh my god, though, honestly, I bet if you gave little Ori a few hours of spiderweb, he'd probably figure out how to crochet with it.
Probably.